This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
40 on the Ed Alexander Live Line, we have Tim Bowen. He's running for Oro Valley Town Council. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be on the show.
So, Tim Bowen, as we like to say for people running for the first time, who are you and why are you putting your family and yourself through the election process? Let's start off right off the bat.
Chris, I'm an engineer who moved out to Oro Valley to take a new job opportunity. And I've loved living in Oro Valley. It's the best place that I've ever lived. I'm pleasantly surprised by what a great opportunity this has been for us. And the reason why I'm running for town council, even though I've been here a few years, I've been very active in our local politics. And what I've seen is that we residents, we simply can't stand on the sidelines any longer. It's very clear to us that outside money, raw land speculators, and their allies, they're attempting to have far too great of an influence on our local politics. And if residents don't stand up and run for office, you know, we deserve what we get. And that's why I've chosen to run. And I hope that other people will see my campaign as, you know, a motivation for them and a possibility that, yes, you know, residents who didn't plan to be in politics simply need to get out there and run for these council seats.
So we know a lot of these rezonings were going down under the Satish world. What about the last 2 years of this council in that world? If that's something that bothers you, what's one or two things that bothers you in particular?
Regarding the last 2 years,
yes,
in particular, Chris, I would say there's been in my opinion, a lack of acceptance on the part of the minority council members, the three that are currently in the minority, that Oro Valley's really decided to take a new direction. And we can see that from the vote on 454 and from the 2018 election. In both cases, the incumbents were comprehensively defeated. I think that was a clear message that the town wants to go in a different direction. But if somebody's attending the meetings regularly and watching the proceedings from the room itself, what I'm seeing is sort of a sullen petulance on the part of the three that remain, a failure to, you know, cooperate, reach out, and really consider that maybe, you know, the town in which they won their election in 2016, it's really changing. And this new direction, maybe consider getting on board or moving on.
What do you think? What do you think the number one reason Satish and the other three were defeated so soundly? What, in your opinion, why do you think that change happened?
I think, you know, it's often popularly attributed to golf, but in my view, what really cost them their jobs is they made agreements with outside interests that were really bad for the town. And, you know, golf is a great shorthand for describing that when considering, you know, the conquistador course experience. But fundamentally, what I see and what I hear is that people here, they're tired of not being heard. You know, they can feel like the 2016 election was effectively bought by these challengers. There were no, you know, there's no evidence that I can see of a lot of individual contributions to Solomon and Rodman. All the contributions came in from, you know, places like you know well of, from HSL, from Jim Click, Thai family, you know, people like that, people who have a vested interest in maximizing the value of raw land that remains in Oro Valley for the profits of the speculators. So I sense it was a frustration. And we talk about golf because golf is how it manifests itself, but it's really who controls the future direction of Oro Valley? Is it inside interests like we residents or outside interests?
Tell me about, so you brought up the golf course. What should happen with the golf course? What should have happened? Were you happy with the decisions? Because a lot of us who helped Joe and the three get elected are currently pissed off that golf course thing went down the way it did. So where are you at?
I'm very unhappy with the way that it happened. The meeting in which the approval of the purchase was made, it's available for everyone to read. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, a little nervous, everyone to watch. And what you can see there in that meeting, Chris, is that you can see there are many concerned residents that come up and they say, we need to ask this question, this question, this question. We're not saying that you shouldn't make this purchase, but we clearly at this point, we lack the data in order to ensure that this is a good decision for us. And why on earth are we letting the timetable for this acquisition be determined by HSL? How do we get into a position where we literally have to decide tonight without due diligence? Like I said, please go back and watch that video. I think the questions that Bill Garner asked and Mike Zinkin and Brendan Burns asked were exactly the right questions to ask. They're like, we're not saying don't do it, but we're not ready. And yet, the thing got gaveled through 4-3. Just had to be done because Mayor Heyer-Math said I had given my word that we would resolve this tonight. So all in all, I was very frustrated with that decision. And I think in retrospect, it's turned out to be a very poor decision for our town.
We're talking to Tim Bowen. He's running for Oro Valley Town Council. Early ballots are going to go out somewhere around the 9th or the 10th of July for these races. Go to Bowen, B-O-H-E-N, number4OV.com to find out more about his campaign. So I think one of the big questions in Oro Valley right now is, especially with what's going on in the weirdness of retail and restaurants and things like this, we are a sales tax-driven economy here in Oro Valley. Like a lot of municipalities, we have a Oro Valley marketplace that's just keeps getting emptier and emptier as time moves on. And I have a planning and a economic development director who thinks 180 acres of tech park need to be only for tech park. So where are we at? Is this a property tax in the future if Tim Bowen's elected? How do we actually truly maximize the sales tax collection so we don't have to stare a property tax down the throat?
Chris, thanks for that question. A little bit of history on Oro Valley. Oro Valley was founded in 1974. And during the 1990s, Oro Valley was the fastest growing city in Arizona for several years. During that time, since 1974, we've only had a sales tax. And yet, for those 45 years that we've existed, we've managed to have a financially healthy town. For me, it's a false choice to say, between a sales tax and a property tax. We can run Oro Valley in a very satisfactory way on sales taxes. The issue for me is, how do we spend the sales taxes? Absolutely, the priority of town council should be to watch our sales tax revenues very closely, monitor, project, and figure out what our town can provide based upon sales tax revenue. I do not think we need a property tax. And in going back through the history, I think, it's shown conclusively that this town can fund its operation on sales taxes. And these sales taxes are constantly increasing.
What do you think? What do you think of the new development plan on Oro Valley Marketplace provided by Mr. Horvath and the crew?
I disagree with it. I spoke against it. To me, it's sort of a flailing and desperate effort to maximize current retail by, for those people that aren't familiar with it, there are plans to add hotels at both ends of the marketplace and inside of the hotels, between the hotels and the Walmart apartments. Fundamentally, we're trying to create a new residential area there that's, right on top of the retail. And of course, that will give some benefit to the marketplace and it will fill some of the stores. But Chris, we also have to remember every benefit comes at a cost. And the additional traffic from that on our fixed road network, we don't know what that's going to be like. We don't know what the impact on police services is going to be like. Consistently, we see, people from the outside coming in to rescue us because we're going to provide you with more revenue if you give us additional entitlements. However, with that revenue always comes the responsibilities. And I don't see the new responsibilities being well analyzed yet based upon the new proposal for the marketplace.
So what would you do with them? Just let the market decide whatever the marketplace does and let it basically die? Is that your thing?
It doesn't die, Chris. It basically operates at the level that it operates at based upon the residential population around it. I don't know if you've been to the Oral Valley marketplace during COVID-19, but it's during the day, it seems to be doing very well right now. It's much more crowded than at any other time since I've lived here.
Well, at Walmart and In-N-Out Burger, but
yes.
no one's going to Best Buy, no one's going to a movie theater, no one's going to the restaurants in there.
Yes.
Charred pizza's totally been shut down for the last 45 days. So,
yes, but
I don't know what you're
that's
saying.
That's not in the control. That's not in within the control of the Oral Valley Town Council. We simply can't make people shop. Basically, people are consuming what they need to consume. Chris, I would push back at you, and I'd say what you can see if you drive around Oral Valley is vastly overbuilt retail. You have empty retail everywhere. It's not a unique problem in the Oral Valley marketplace. The crystal ball that developers used 15 and 20 years ago was just not accurate. The retail infrastructure is overbuilt in our town, in my view.
Tim, I got to break. Hold on for one more quick segment, okay?
Sure.
We got Tim Bowen. He's running for Oral Valley Town Council. Bowen, B-O-H-E-N, number 4OV.com. Wake up. Happy birthday to Leo Sayre, reporter at the Arizona Daily Star. 8:25 in the morning. We got to get back to Tim Bowen. He's running for Oral Valley Town Council. Tim, welcome back, sir.
I'm back. Yes.
We got 3 minutes, and I got two questions for you. Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about if you think we're generating enough money sales tax wise. Give me one or two places that obviously we're overspending in that we could spend towards other more important things in the budget.
Well, I think the first thing that jumps out is golf and golf infrastructure at the Conquistador courses. I drive by those courses every day, Chris. I was a golfer for 25 years in Southern California. I can recognize a busy golf course, and those courses are empty afternoon. People might play them in the morning, but they're empty in the afternoons. And I think that the money that we're allocating via sales tax currently and any proposal of new infrastructure at these two courses are a very bad direction for Oral Valley. So will you count that as one or two?
That's okay. That's
for two.
That's good. Now, the other question is the town manager is her contract up is in October, but this council actually has to make a decision on whether or not to keep her by July 2nd because there's a 90-day out thing on this. Would you vote to keep Mary Jacobs as the town manager?
Currently, I would. I am someone who attends the meetings regularly. I think that, while I might disagree with Mary on particular policy issues, I think she's a very strong public servant. I think she speaks very well, and she explains her positions very patiently and clearly. I do think that she's an asset for our town, and I would not be in favor of asking her to move on.
Well, I'm not going to get into it, but I totally disagree with that. I don't think the council trusts the information they get from her, and the way she behaved during the golf thing was totally atrocious, and I do not think she represents the town well in public, especially in the region, but we'll have to do that another day. Ed, is this a phone call or not? Let's put him on real quick. Let's get a phone call in for Ralph from Oral Valley for Tim Bowen. And then, Tim, if we run out of time, we'll do this again next month, okay? Tim, we'll do it again next month. Let's get Ralph on the line real quick. Ralph, 30 seconds for a question. Go.
I'll make it quick. I'm hearing not in my backyard from Tim, and I'm curious what his plan is. I hear no new ideas about retail in our Showplace Marketplace. I'm hearing... No new apartments. I hear a lot of no's, but what's the plan? I'll let it go with that. Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph. You got about 40 seconds, Tim.
Ralph, the plan is simply this. A town that's thrived for 45 years and not collected property taxes is a town that's thrived by properly managing the sales tax revenues that we have. And I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is the current proposals I'm hearing are not good overall for our town. And I do think that we can properly manage our town for the conceivable future without a property tax, with diligent preparation and diligent management of our existing sales tax revenues.
All right, Tim, thanks for the time. We'll do it again. Check out Bohen, B-O-H-E-N, number4ov.com. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Thank you, Chris.
And Alexander, spin us away to the bottom of the hour news.